5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Hello and welcome, everyone, to Truth, Beer, and Podsequences.
Yay!
This is a podcast where my co-host and I listen to all the craft beer podcasts and media from the previous week, and we get together at a podcast host, and today we are
back!
Back.
At Higher Gravity Summit Park, thank you for being a gracious podcast host.
Can I just say that Higher Gravity Summit Park smells amazing today?
It does. You can say that.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
It's me.
Oh, is that you? Yeah. Not?
I got some free deodorant this weekend.
Yeah, nice.
That's probably what it's about. That's interesting.
I thought it was like the influx of coffee, since they are just a few short weeks away from opening up the coffee portion of that.
Could
and I'm
that
like,
too.
Oh, it's got to be. But maybe it is you. I don't know.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. And we'll get into some of that a little bit later, maybe.
You get into my pits?
No.
Well, just so you know.
That's where I put deodorant. Where do you put deodorant?
How we ended up with some free deodorant or maybe some free sunscreen that I put on that I guess nobody else did.
I did too.
So anyway, my name's Marco. I'm a taproom manager here locally. I brew beer for several years commercially. And one of the other voices that you heard, the female voice belongs to the best co-host in Podcastlandia.
I am Julia, and besides drinking all of the craft beer in Cincinnati, I want to shout out TonyZVoice.com for being kind of a new fan to the show, even though he hasn't listened yet, so it could be a terrible experience
for him. Is that
him
right there?
That's him
Tony.
Right now, yeah.
Tony Z Voice?
Tony Z Voice.
Yes, TonyZVoice.com. I am excited to listen to his radio show once we're done here, so.
Sounds great.
We should listen to it right now. We should just not do the show.
Just play it. I mean, we can do that. We can take a vote. Yeah, just punt. Yeah, you guys just get no content from us this week, and yeah.
See ya.
We'll be back next week, so
see ya.
I'm going to start playing
Tony.
The outro music, and I mean, so we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
No?
Back.
Back.
Oh,
back.
I thought I knew it was coming.
You never know it's
Jeez.
We're going to take a Dora walk and just put on a Bluetooth speaker and listen to it.
Whoa, we're not walking.
A Dora walk.
We're not walking.
Not no. I don't do that anymore.
I told Julia to bring you a relay stick this week.
Yeah, the relay stick.
Yeah. I think we threw that away, or Caroline threw it away or something.
It might be in my wife's backpack, so.
Oh, that's right. We did give it to your wife. Yeah. Oh, well.
It
either
was
way.
In a tube.
But there are two other voices on the show this week. You guys should be familiar with both of them, more familiar with one than the other. So whichever one of you, since you are repeating guests, you don't get to introduce yourselves.
So I will introduce the voice that you're possibly more familiar with. That is the voice of the Gnarly Gnome.
Hey.
As they both Spider-Man point to each other.
That's
like,
my intro. That's it. There's
no kind of
other lead up to that.
Actually the anchor leg for Cincy Pod Squad and the Flying Pig.
And the godfather of Cincinnati Craft Beer Podcast.
They're right, the godfather.
Which he hates that term.
I got medal, though. I'm just saying.
You did get the
you
biggest
did.
Medal.
You did.
You coordinated it all, so I'm okay with it.
I'll just tease you about it. He coordinated it all. I was totally fine with it.
That's not entirely true.
You paid for it.
I paid for it. I went on the website and like entered in my name. I entered in all your names. You had to tell me all your stuff to put in there, but
I think you put in all of our shirt sizes wrong, though. Potentially.
I don't think I did. You guys told me what size to put in there, and I put it in.
So when we talk about weekly pint and like pig stuff, I'll give the Caroline story of
Caroline.
Her texting me going,
but
what shirt size do
to be
you want?
Fair, I think Caroline did fair. More like actual like
I would agree with that.
Organizing than I did.
She's an overachiever, and that's why
she's
we were
an engineer
glad,
and a scientist.
That's why we're glad that she was the one to, you know, actually show up to the Expo
convention.
Day,
yeah.
To make sure that we all got all the goodies.
Without her, we would have been naked and stinky.
Well, without her, we wouldn't have probably done it, and so
that's probably true.
Yeah, I don't think
it's
we're
her
gonna
fault.
Talk. I don't think we're going to talk our next guest into doing it with us.
No,
and our next guest is none other than a dip of Josh. This is Julia's Josh.
Welcome back.
Hello,
back.
Glad that you're here.
Yep. Back.
I am glad as well. Josh,
I'm here again.
There he is.
We're good.
I was going to say, you feel free to speak whenever.
I said hello.
Okay.
Yeah.
A man of few words, but most of his words are important.
I'm just hanging out.
Yep. Yeah.
He speaks with a steely gaze.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. And the man bun.
Yeah.
The man bun says a lot.
Yes.
Radiates.
Glad we have a, in our sphere, I'm glad we have a representative of the man bun.
It's true.
And of Dippas.
And of Dippas,
yes, absolutely.
We, Dippa. we found out today that my hair is 5 times longer than
Julia's. My hair.
Five times.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
So I'm so here's my ponytail. It's about the size of my hand. So I did hands down his hair, and it's like 5 times longer than mine.
Gotcha.
So it's impressive.
Gotcha. It is impressive. Yeah. Like Rapunzel.
Yes.
Yeah. Until I donate it. Yeah.
Yep.
Donate Rapunzel.
Yes, okay. And
a DVD of the movie Rapunzel.
Yeah. It's a nice donation.
Ah,
it's a good movie. I don't know what the problem is.
DVD of the movie. So, all the thoughts and opinions on this podcast are ours and ours alone. They do not reflect any entity which we may be affiliated with, such as full-time, part-time jobs, or Higher Gravity itself.
Or
the Flying Pig. I'm speaking about Julie and myself. Honestly, Dippa Josh and the Gnarly Gnome can speak for whoever the fuck they want.
All of my thoughts and opinions represent Mick Ultra.
Ooh.
Excellent. All right. And Dippa Josh, do you have any thoughts or opinions?
No, and I don't use social media, so.
Okay.
That's fair.
Okay.
So, no craft beer podcast would be a good craft beer podcast if we weren't having craft beer, and today we are. And, of course, other times we have other things. I mean, sometimes we have, you know, bourbon or tequila or highballs or mixed drinks, or sometimes we have down alcohol.
What about your balls?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's cold. So,
wait, never mind.
So, but today we are drinking craft beer. And so, Julia, what you drinking?
We're actually all drinking the same thing because of your generosity.
It's not entirely true.
Well,
or something else.
Well, you have the same thing we have and something else. Mm-hmm. So, Josh, do you want to read off what we have a little bit about it? Because you say you had the second one up.
Sure, yeah. Marco purchased a bottle of Thank You 2024 from Maine Brewing Company.
I love Maine so much.
This is an annual release IPA, 6.2 ABV, dedicated to all who enjoy our beer. Without you, our commitment to nonprofit partners who champion animal protection, climate action, community service, equity and inclusion, land preservation, and outdoor recreation would not be possible.
Do they just throw every kind of like thing into the same?
I think it's
also
blanket
yes.
thank you.
Yeah.
So it's
thank you.
Annual release blanket thank you.
To all of the teachers and first responders and to, you know, anybody
cheesemongers.
Anybody who saves guinea pigs.
Yeah. So Mark you. I don't even know what I'm doing anymore.
Marco,
thank you for the thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
It's good beer.
It's very good.
I'll finish this. They said our 1% for the planet giving combined with guest donations allowed our support of nonprofits to grow each year exceeding $3 million since 2009.
That's wonderful.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Very, very good.
Yeah. Very good.
Do we want to talk about some Cincinnati craft beer media content?
Yeah, since we're here.
Since we're here, we might as well.
Yeah.
All right,
we decided not to just shut it down.
Yeah, we almost did. You guys heard it. We almost just shut this down early, but we still have an obligation to talk about Cincinnati craft beer media. So we have 4 different things to talk about today.
Ooh.
Did anyone?
Plus, I'm going to mention a 5th.
That's fair.
I'm just going to mention it.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm going to mention one too.
Cool.
Cousin posted a picture.
Josh, that's don't media. Mention it.
Are you going to? All right, so the first thing is the Cincy 5 o'clock tales. They put on an episode with Jake Rouse of Braxton. All right.
Mm. Oh, Molly.
I didn't watch this one. Mm-hmm.
Molly Wellman.
Okay. Missed it so far.
So far, they have a video because they post Instagram stories. I have not found like the YouTube channel or where it is.
I can't find it.
Where the full videos are. Yeah. So Molly or Abby, reach out to us. Let us know how to watch the content you're putting out because I obviously don't know what I'm doing. We have an episode of, I'm going to do it early, the Cincinnati Brewcast.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Cincinnati Brewcast. So for you first timers, by the way, thank you for coming along for the first time. For those who have been around a long time, thank you very much. What you know is that when we mispronounce or misspeak the name of the Cincy Brewcast, we all take a drink, as you should at home as well.
True that.
So it helps loosen things up at the beginning of the pod.
Yes.
As would Metamucil, if you need that for any reason. Shout out to Metamucil, new sponsor of the podcast.
And bonus points with your pinky extended.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of extensions, never mind.
No. Let's see. We also have an episode of The Weekly Pint to talk about that was live on Monday. And an episode that also came out Monday, Bruce Guy's Booze News.
The Booze
on
News.
On the YouTubes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do a quick shout out and like maybe 60 second recap of A Dude and His Stout.
All right. Do we want to just get started with that since that'll be a short one? Okay.
So A Dude and His Stout. It's a very infrequent posting podcast.
Extremely.
From Zach Holly, who is one of the founders of or creators or the whatever officials of
513 Craft Beer.
Beer
Facebook,
on
right?
Facebook group.
Machine thing.
Yeah, the group machine thing. Meta.
Metaverse.
It's
in the metaverse.
It's about 20 minutes. Starts off with him talking about the stout and how he...
Was it a local stout?
No.
Oh, all right.
But he very quickly did transition into talking about a local stout, which was from Point City.
Okay, I was going to say points deducted, but then points given back.
This is kind of the way this this 20 minutes went, was local, not local. And then he just did a word salad.
It's a lot of squirrel.
So Mama Bear was away with friends, and he was watching the kid, and the kid was sleeping, and he went out on the deck, or the porch.
The porch.
And was having a beer and just
yelled at the neighbors.
Yelled at the neighbors.
On the podcast, he yelled at the neighbors?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So then he just would go from one thing to the next, talking about beer, but then really about personal stuff.
And then a lot of, get off my lawn.
Yeah, get off my lawn.
Quiet.
Okay.
And then he just dropped like the word salad of everybody he could think of who was a content creator and had a podcast or, you know, anything in an industry. And then he would forget some of the people involved that he really was passionate about these projects and all that, but he would forget like in the...
Like Marco and Joe Rogan. He thought that it was Marco and Joe Rogan that hosted the show.
And
you do a podcast with Joe Rogan?
What's really difficult is when I introduce Julia at the beginning of every podcast, it's tough to remember her name's Julia and not Julie.
Or Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Or when you have the Brewery Explorers podcast, you know, you've got Blake and the other guy.
Blake and Noah and
Eric.
Joe Rogan.
And Joe Rogan.
But no, it's honestly, it's it was 20 minutes about him talking about a lot of different things in and out of the beer space and in and around a lot of stuff that's going on. From either a Facebook group or a podcast, or he talked about sharing beers a lot with Elijah, which we love Elijah, a friend of the show, Elijah.
Until he ties us to the tracks, he is a friend of the show.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
We may mention that a little bit later.
It's true.
It's a 20-minute listen. It will only take 20 minutes of your time. So if you have any interest in finding out what Zach has to say about so many different things, about beer and beer podcasters, go and check out that 20 minutes.
So this may be a podcast that, much like the Beers and Beards podcast, even though it's local or semi-local, it doesn't always, every episode's not always going to fit our wheelhouse, so it's not always going to get a mention, but it is out there.
So
if you have an interest, definitely subscribe, check it out.
I will say, I think he believes his podcast is hitting every platform, and to this date, it is not.
It's not showing up on our podcatcher, but that doesn't mean that ours is
showing up in mine.
Back. Okay. So
it's an Overcast. It's an Apple. There.
Okay. So Pocket Cast just might not have refreshed something like
maybe
that.
Maybe next week.
Well, I mean, it might be another 6 months to a year before another episode comes out.
Yeah, who knows?
You never know.
And
we'll find out.
My advice: take it or leave it. Whatever. I'm not some kind of godfather of podcasting like people like to pretend. I don't know everything. However, my advice.
Consistency.
You don't have. Well, not even that. Like, you don't have to cram everything into one 20-minute episode, especially if you're recording an episode sitting on your porch for 20 minutes. You can do that more frequently and spread things out. Like, you don't have to squeeze it all into one little ball. Let it breathe.
That's fair. Yeah.
The little balls.
Yeah. Let the little balls breathe.
Let the balls breathe. Did we want to start with all things Gnome. Did we want to start with Brew Skies Booze News or with kind of a new one? I don't think we've talked about any of their episodes before, the Cincy 5 O'Clock Tales podcast.
Josh.
Josh. You haven't...
He doesn't do social media, guys. He can't comment.
He has been trying so hard to, like, step away from the chaos that we have created that he's like, I don't know.
Let's do the second one.
The second one. So, Brew Skies Booze News?
No.
Or Cincy Brewcast. Second in my notebook or second that I just mentioned?
Whatever
See,
you want to
do. See, he is already freaking out.
We'll do the second
one. The second one of the second one that you just said, the second thing.
We'll start with Brew Skies Booze News.
Okay.
Yeah, because I believe...
Yeah, that one.
That was the second most recent episode that came out, because...
It is the second most recent, yes.
Correct. It's not the... Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I'm confused.
It doesn't matter, exactly. Brew Skies Booze News that came out on the YouTubes on May the 6th of 2024, how craft beer can get its groove back.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Again, great styling by Mike and Brett. They looked fantastic in this episode.
Yeah.
It's getting warmer again, so they're starting to get a little more
very fancy now that they're
glistening and glowing. And I mean, they're published authors. I got my copy of Tanked in Cincinnati from the evil Jeff Bezos in the mail yesterday, so I have my copy. I have yet to start it because I've been dying trying to recover from the pig.
Did it have a signature butt print in it?
The Amazon copies do not have signature butt prints.
Oh, okay.
No.
That's disappointing.
I know.
I'm sure they'll print it for you at
Missing Link Fest, yeah. They're going to have, in addition to selling their book at Missing Link Fest, they're also going to have just 8x11s just printed out of butt prints. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can get that signed or the book signed,
it's
whatever.
It's going to be Brett sitting in paint stamping books all day.
Yes.
I would totally buy that.
But will he be doing that print in the Sasquatch costume
obviously.
Or without? Okay.
Obviously. He'll be grumpy and sweaty.
Sounds like him all the time. He is always grumpy and sweaty.
That's true.
Yeah. This episode started off with Mike can save anything. He announced it at the beginning of the show.
He
said, you know what? I can do this. No matter what is happening with craft beer or with spirits or with Drake and Diddy and who else is in weird things. He can save the world.
He's got a proven track record.
He really does.
He really does.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a professor, mm-hmm. historian,
a lawyer,
author, lawyer.
He saved Bachfest.
He saved Bachfest.
I mean, how
he
many
helped
more
with Missing
how many
Link Fest? What else? What
how many
can
more
he
credentials
do
you need before you know this guy can save shit?
He needs to be
an
judge.
S on his chest.
He needs to be judge of the Pickle Day pickle eating competition at Urban Artifact over the this summer. That's what he still needs to do.
I'm down with that.
Okay. All right.
Who just make fun of everybody for eating pickles and drinking pickle beer?
Right.
That's what you do as a judge, right?
Maybe.
Isn't that what Mark Borison does during the Pickle Day pickle eating contest?
I don't know what he does.
Okay. Maybe we should all go and find out.
Maybe. We should do that. Let's go.
Get in the truck.
I'd be down.
Get the pickles.
Which you can also get at Jungle Gyms.
Yeah.
Beer sales are way up according to the Beer Purchasers Index. Not necessarily craft beer, but just beer as a whole.
Well, not so necessarily means not craft beer.
Definitely not craft beer. But we train people with our craft beer to drink not craft beer. What do we expect them to drink not craft? Why is this confusing?
Like when you have a non-craft beer tap handle at a craft brewery, and you're offering that non-craft beer at a lower price point
than
your own beers.
In addition,
why?
Every craft brewery is trying to make a beer that tastes like not craft beer.
Right, exactly. But still keep it. Craft.
What are we
doing? I don't know. Moving from that into wine news, is Virginia the next California?
Sure.
They can try.
I've been watching the OC a lot lately, and it tracks. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yep. All right. So, did you guys talk about Virginia being the next California as far as wine?
We waited for you.
No, you ran away.
Okay. Well, I did. I was like, I don't want to talk about this. It makes me uncomfortable. I'm going to go. So
they can try, in my opinion, and I think it's a worthy cause. Go ahead and try because in 10 years. Your wine is going to grow leaps and bounds from year one. And then in 20 years, your wine is going to be that much, you know, better. And so you can't have a lineage or a wine history until you start. So go ahead
That's
and start.
True.
I mean,
so
a baby born today when they're of drinking age, the wine is going to be so much different and more refined, and you know, it's going to have an identity of that terroir, so to speak. And so, why not? Go ahead.
Okay. Wine not.
Wow. Nice. That's why you're here.
That is exactly what Jesus. Josh, he picks up on these. He is fantastic. So, if Virginia is the next California for wine, who will be the next Virginia? Like, where is that third
Oklahoma.
Step?
Oklahoma.
I agree.
Okay.
Got to be Oklahoma.
So I was thinking Oklahoma.
Where the grapes go rolling down the plains.
Exactly.
Something like that.
Yeah. It all makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Don't give me that look.
Josh has this look. Like,
why are you questioning this?
Like
it makes perfect sense.
I mean, what happened?
I am just sitting here. That's all.
All right, let's see. What else do we have in this episode? Cold beverages taste less. And that was part of their bullshit science corner. Like,
I think we've learned.
If it's colder, it doesn't. There's not as much taste to a beverage.
It just tastes more like water, is what we learned.
Which I guess it could be.
The colder it is,
less.
The more of the water you taste.
Is that implying it's just over ice?
No, just colder. So like if you take any beverage has water in it. So if you take a beer and you make it cold, you're going to taste more of the water in the beer. If you take tea and you make it cold, you're going to taste more of the water in the tea.
Because the ethanol molecules.
That's why I guess there's no ethanol. As it warms up, you taste more of the other flavors.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bojangles. The dangles and the Bojangles.
What's your angle?
The angle of the Bojangle.
We'll get to that in a week.
Yeah, we'll absolutely do that.
Teabag.
If it's carbonated, it's a soda. Hard stuff. This is Brett and Mike's truth.
I disagree.
I agree with you.
I'm pretty much an expert,
however,
in putting things in my face.
I feel that's a simpleton's too simple delineage of what a soda is. Like that. Once you add bubbles, like.
Well, but wouldn't that also mean
my backwater is not soda.
Oh, no.
What? It's naturally carbonated.
No.
Soda tastes like tacos. Soda tastes like.
No.
Hold on a second.
Okay. No.
It's like Chipotle. What else makes you go?
White Castle.
Whoa, White
the
Castle.
The White Castle variant.
No, that does a whole different thing.
But if they're trying to do that, if they're trying to say...
You ever been to White Castle and they're hiding, they won't answer? They're just hiding. They're like, I can see you.
You're standing there.
You're standing right there.
You're holding a White Castle in front of your face. I can still see you.
What I didn't understand about this news story or this thing that the lawmakers are trying to do, if they are saying that anything that's carbonated is classified as a soda and so it has to be taxed as such, wouldn't that completely change how beer is, like, wouldn't they have to redo the taxation for so many beverages that are sold?
No.
You know, like, how
I would
they...
think alcohol is separate from soda.
Even carbonated? Okay,
if that statement is what they're saying, that anything carbonated, then that would get very confusing.
Quote,
but that's
soda.
Not really what
they're
saying.
They're still
going
to have a delineator between
They want to start taxing all of the fizzy waters and that kind of stuff.
So a tonic would be a soda?
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
I think...
What is a tonic?
Like a tonic water, soda water?
Tonic. Tonic, yes.
Tonic water.
Yeah, like a soda.
That's what they're trying to say.
Tonic,
correct.
Tonic is different than just soda water.
Yes.
And so a tonic would be, but when you're merging water and gas, say at a soda gun, it's not.
Different. So that's an interesting point. When do they tax it? Before it goes through the soda gun?
It's a package.
After, you know?
Package.
Okay. All right. Pot news, because we now know that they have the cannabis corner section of Bruce Guy's Booze News. The feds are changing weed, or they're working on changing pot from a Schedule 1 drug to a Schedule 3 drug, which is so beyond overdue. All I can say is it's about fucking time.
All I can say is that the education that Mike takes us through in this episode is extremely insightful from his perspective, and something that, of course, a child growing up at the age that I am had no insight to whatsoever. I was already at the point when I was in grade school where we were being told by you know, Barbara
this
Bush.
This is your brain on drugs.
This is your brain on drugs. And
you
just say
dare.
No. And if you take a hit or a toke off
every
a joint,
time,
you're going to end up digging ditches.
Every time I look at heroin now, I think of scrambled eggs, and I get really hungry, and I get just... it's very confusing.
So I mean, it's
for an omelet.
It's kind of interesting.
Especially
when
the Rachel Lee Cook version of that ad.
Yeah. The Julia Child version. Like, oh, look, take and scramble some eggs.
take your heroin and put it with it.
Take a little wine.
It's like a mix between.
I was going to say, it sounds like Bill Cosby.
It's like Bill Cosby. Yeah.
I know. It's like, oh, ugh.
You more the heroin and you mix it with
more, right, more roofies in the Cosby version.
I was doing like the female version. But if you want to take the Bill Cosby version and put the roofie in the beer.
Goodness.
Oof.
Oof.
Aww.
I would say too soon, but absolutely not.
In the Jell-O pudding bop.
No. No. Nope. Not going to go into it completely. Nope. Just nope. Just nope.
How do we transition that one?
I'm just going to, I'm not even going to try to transition. I'm just going to do like I'm just going to do a hard cut into the next part of it, which was the main story for this episode.
Okay.
How craft beer can get its groove back. Craft beer, how do we fix craft with declining drinking populations and lower numbers on the sales of craft beer?
Drinking populations are not declining. People are drinking just as much as they ever have before. And that's what I think
people are drinking. Yeah, you are correct. You're correct. That was kind of a misspeak on my side. Just from the random short notes I take. But no, you're right. But what they're drinking and kind of the trends of what they're drinking is, for whatever reason, shifting a little bit away from craft beer.
I think we can, and I don't want to oversimplify this. People who
it's a huge
like,
complex thing, right.
People who care to like craft beer are willing to pay more for a craft beverage than a Modelo or than a Bud Light. The problem is what the craft beer industry is forced to do because of inflationary costs is start pricing themselves out of everyday drinking.
No.
And what is happening is a price of a pint or a price of a six-pack is forcing a lot of people to make hard decisions, and this has been happening a long time. Now, craft beer drinkers can choose to curtail their drinking in craft and maybe supplement with, other products,
cheaper non-craft
options. It's not that they care for craft any less. It's that where by volume, you could have said it's $2 more for a craft beer versus a domestic. Now it's a larger gap. And I think that's part of the problem. I don't think that's the only reason for the problem.
I think it's way more complicated than that. I think when the market starts to shift a little bit, a lot of breweries, who I think there is still confusion about who they are or why they exist, for them, I still think they don't know why they're in business. When the market shifts just a little bit, they try to react to that and they try to do something to match that. And so they see, people don't want craft beer right now. They want seltzer. We're going to make seltzer, and we're going to flood our taps with seltzer and things that kind of match that feeling. And then that's what people have. That's their option when they walk in somewhere and they're like, oh, I'm supposed to drink seltzer now. And so that's what they drink. Or I'm supposed to drink, canned cocktails, or I'm supposed to drink actual cocktails, or I'm supposed to drink, whatever. There's an easier way to do this, and that's just to know who you are. Make what you want to make, and people will come. People will come and drink it. Your sales will go up, and they will go down, and it'll flex, and it'll change, and that's part of the whole thing.
We talked about, I think, last week with everywhere doesn't have to be everything to everyone.
Exactly.
But do what you want to do, and like you said, the people that want, they just want to drink lagers, they're going to go to the breweries that make great lagers. If you want stouts, they're going to go to the breweries that do great stouts.
And there will be years.
And if they want a seltzer, they're going to go to the brewery that has a seltzer offering they enjoy.
And there will be years that the place down the street that makes a whole bunch of stouts does better than you.
Sure.
And you're going to get mad. And you're going to be like, you know what? That's bullshit. I've been making lagers for the entire time I've been around. Don't people understand how good my lagers are? I'm going to make a stout, and I can make it better than them. And that's not the right way to do it.
I don't disagree with you, Noam, or Julia, but what I will say is that this survey, this study, was for beer buyers, for beer buyers and retail, and big box, and then chain restaurants.
Sure, sure.
So what I'm talking about is the cost of a craft beer, and so yes, we can go back to. People needing to understand their identity and lean into their identity. But this survey is talking about what people are buying at these big box retailers or beer buyers for large chains. And so I still think that the price of what they're charging for what these craft breweries is producing is kind of moving some of this buying action.
I disagree 100%.
What I'm curious about is, and this is kind of trying to tie back a little bit into what they talked about in this episode, is one, what you just said, Marco, these numbers are coming from the beer buyers, the people that are buying to put into big box stores, you know, grocery stores, gas stations, places that sell more by a volume than like out of the tap room. So what is that going to do? How will those numbers change when locally Kroger no longer carries as much craft? How is that going to shift the numbers locally when you have to use the tap room to get your six pack of, and I'm pulling these brewery names just out of the air. This doesn't mean anything, but like a Grain Works or a, you know, we'll pretend that Urban Artifact suddenly disappears from Kroger shelves. How will that affect the numbers from, you know, the beer purchasers index? Because again,
that
it's not
going
to show the whole picture. It's just going to show what's hitting.
That's why
the big market.
That's why scan data and IRI is only those locations, like those places. Mm-hmm. However, that's a large volume that runs through those things.
Two or three other comments on this.
It's a good way to wrap it up.
One of those ties Noam directly into kind of what you said. Breweries should just
make... Rabbits and cereal?
No, not rabbits and cereal, but
that's what I said.
Quality. Make quality products and what aligns with your values and not just what sells is something that Brett and Mike were both saying. Too. And also they talked a little bit about how a decade, two decades ago, craft beer had a nemesis with big beer, with, you know, the national brands, some of the international brands. Is that what could potentially save craft beer? Craft beer doesn't necessarily have this big nemesis anymore. Does craft beer need a new nemesis to try and create a resurgence? I don't think so, but I thought that was a very interesting point. They touched on, you know, Jim Cook and AB InBev and all that. I thought that it was very interesting, but again,
there were a couple of decades where, I mean, craft beer was craft beer because it was an alternative to
big beer, mass produced beer.
Sure.
And even though that still exists, it's not
I think it's all still so easy. Like, it's like you can base all of like your personality on fighting somebody else or being friends with somebody else in the world. You know, we've got this great community and like we're all friends and we do this thing together. That's great. But it's you're still not understanding who you are. That's the only thing that's going to save craft beer is craft breweries understanding who they are.
Hashtag put the craft back in craft.
Know who you are. That's all it is for any business.
I hesitate to ask this question because of how long this has already gone on, but before I get to the sip count and a multiple choice question.
Oh, wow.
Does anyone else have any other notes on this episode that they want to mention before?
I think if I did, I should just...
spin up a whole new podcast just based on this.
I think I should just shelf it.
Okay.
So let's move on.
All right. Sip count. I'm going to do that first because that's the quick one. Mike took 13 sips. Brett took 27 sips.
Okay.
That's a grand total of 40 sips, or per our drinking game, 80 ounces.
I've got a theory about this whole sip count.
There's no theory. We've explained exactly what it is.
No, it's not about that. Oh, okay. Brett always takes more sips. It's because Mike talks too much, and Brett just like has to sip to fill one. It's not that he drinks
so he
more.
Sips
it's just
and looks straight. He sips and looks straight while
he's waiting for Mike to stop.
Yeah. He stares into your soul while
and
Mike
then,
is
and
talking.
And then when he hears some like bomb from Mike, he just like either
hear the headlights, like, oh.
doesn't blink. Or he blinks twice.
It's a tell.
Save me.
It's a tell. Please. It's an SOS. Yes. If you watch him blinking, it's SOS over and over and over throughout the episode. So that is 80 ounces of liquid. That is 5 pints that you would need to drink playing this drinking game during this 27-minute episode.
Yeah, let's get 5 pints.
Jesus. Let's do it. We can do it.
How about instead of that, we do the multiple choice question and then keep on going so this isn't a three-hour episode.
That's going to be 5 pints. That was going to be more fun.
My multiple choice question for Bruce Guy's Booze News from May the 6th, like how craft beer can get his groove back. Is Mike getting laid? A.
No.
A. Yes. B. No. Or C. Close, but not quite.
He's a published author. He's getting laid.
Ah, Julia is a D. He's married a long time, and we know what that means. He gets the occasional birthday or Christmas. Spot it.
He's getting waylaid. All right. Do we need to take a break before we move on to the next podcast?
I'm a beer named Gnome.
Is that what you're drinking?
No.
What are you drinking?
It's not a thing.
Oh.
I don't know.
It should be.
What am I drinking? I always forget to look. Oh, this is Beer Garden. Beer Garden from Sonder.
I also have
nice,
that.
Oh, nice. Nice. All right, and that's the West Coast IPA?
West Coast.
I don't know.
Sonder,
hang on.
Yeah.
That's what it says. Let me try it and tell you.
Do a little sippy sippy.
It smells kind of West Coast-y.
Is it not as bitter.
It's not as bitter.
Is it
as
a soft West Coast? That's
soft
the true
West.
Question.
Yeah, it's a soft West.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
it's good.
Southwest?
Marco?
Soft West.
Southwest.
I have Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Oh, is that new?
It's a new one.
Nice.
New to the pod.
New to the pod, fantastic.
Do I sound all right?
No, I didn't have the sliders all the way up, so I didn't have
that's
sliders. All, I know, I looked down, I'm like, oh, oops. And I am drinking, Josh picked this out for me, from Mast Landing Brewing Company, a beer named Duck.
All right.
It's a New England IPA, so.
All right.
We'll see how.
Remember
we'll see
Howard
how
the Duck?
I do remember Howard the Duck, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That was, was that Taya Leone that was also in that?
Was it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah.
That movie's really hard to watch.
I haven't watched it in years. I would like to actually watch
that. That's not bad. Not bad. All right. Because we are already, like, really, really deep in the weeds in time on this, let's just run into...
The internet. You can do whatever you want.
I can cut this. Patreon, you're welcome for all the extra stuff. We're going to talk about the Cincy
Yeah,
Five.
Leah Thompson.
Leah Thompson.
Yeah, it's Leah Thompson.
I think Leah Taney was a singer, maybe, in the...
Taya Leone?
Yeah.
No. She's in...
Or was she married to David Duchovny? Well, who's Taya Leone?
She was in...
Who am I thinking of?
She was a co-star with Jim Carrey in... what's that one movie?
Oh, the one movie. The movie.
Not Ace Ventura.
No.
Fun with Dick and Jane, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Wasn't
correct.
That Taya Leone?
You are correct. Fun
nice.
With Dick and Jane.
Okay.
Nice. Well, all right then.
I saw her face in my head.
Madam Secretary, the family.
I couldn't remember anything.
Jurassic
else.
Park 3. You remember Deep Impact? She was in Bad Boys.
Bad Boys, Bad Boys.
Spanglish.
The family
remember
the, name.
Remember that smash hit Spanglish?
No.
Or Tower Heist?
Yeah, I preferred her in Tower Heist.
How about League of Their Own?
I like that, but who was she in?
She was really, really good in There's No Fish Food in Heaven.
Classic. A classic.
What about the...
Did you ever see her in the House of D? that's not a joke.
Oh
that's
my
an
God.
Actual movie.
House of... Wow. Oh, jeez. The Cincy 5 o'clock Tales with Molly Wellman and Abby Cummins. This is season 1, episode 9, Derby Days and Cincy Nights, celebrating the season with Braxton Brewing, which I feel like is kind of odd because even though Braxton has a Cincy location, whenever I hear Braxton and Cincy, it's just, I don't know, it's just a little
odd. It's all Cincinnati.
It's fine.
Like,
it is
all
Cincinnati,
part of the same city.
But yes. Jake Rouse was the guest, and if you don't know who he is, you've never listened to anything.
He's the Body by Jake guy.
He is the Body by Jake guy. He sells all kinds of fantastic, you know, exercise equipment. And he,
sports cards.
And sports cards. Well, is that him or his dad? They did touch on that. That's all the same. Braxton reached out to Molly to help develop Braxton's new cocktail program. And what I thought was interesting about the beginning when they started talking about this, she said, so you guys aren't distilling? He said, no, not yet.
Right. Yeah, I had the same conversation.
Nice. So right now they are partnering, or maybe they have, again, there were some interesting phrasing used in this conversation OKI distilling or OKI bourbon. I might have misread.
Aren't those campgrounds too?
That's
KOI.
KOI.
Oh, okay.
Campgrounds of
Ohio. Instead of Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana,
campground with a K.
It's Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana.
What does it stand for? KOI. Camping.
It's KOA.
It's KOA. Campgrounds of America. It's not KOI. It's KOA. Right.
But still, why a K and not a C? Why isn't it COA?
Because you can't trademark that. Somebody else had it.
Fine. This is going to be their kickoff with OKI Bourbon. That happened on Derby Day, so this past weekend, so prior to us recording this.
Right.
They talked about the return of MyFest, which we've mentioned several times on Cincy Julia Beer
Fest?
Events.
It's MayFest.
MayFest. Why did I say
Mayfest?
My? I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
M-A-I.
M-A-I. I'm looking at it.
It's May.
MayFest. It celebrates
spring. It's
going to
be May.
It already is. Yeah.
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 Let's see, MayFest is back after five years. It is happening May 17th through the 19th, and Braxton is going to be providing the beer at MayFest. So head down to Goble Park, celebrate. We've been telling you about it on Cincy Beer Events for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah. We'll be at some shit fest.
Oakley Beer Fest.
Oakley Beer Fest.
Some shit fest.
Should have brought tickets.
Wow. You should have.
We should give some tickets away.
We should.
Can we do that on the show?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Let's do that like right now. I'm going to.
Do you want to do it now or do you want to do it during your show's recaps?
No, let's do it now. No,
okay.
Let's do it right now.
All right.
Before
how
I forget.
How do you want to do this?
I'm going to.
This is cool. This is a Truth Beer Pod first.
Should we Should we hide some tickets somewhere? That might be fun.
And someone's fun. Chocolate butthole?
I don't have any right now. So this, what day is this post on?
This will post on Friday.
On Friday. So if I can hide tickets by Friday.
It's been very rainy, so they'd have to be hidden indoors.
I got
somewhere.
That. Yeah. I'll hide them indoors. I don't know.
It's on Friday the 10th.
Higher gravity.
Yeah, but I don't have them with me right now. And I don't know if I can get back here by.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Let's do.
Sandy Stagecoach. No,
we'll make it easy. For this, I'll do a pair for this one, and this one you need to send me an email,
okay,
or a social media message. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay. Code word.
Email address. Huh? Is it gnome@thegnarlygnome.com?
Yeah, or just social media, wherever you want to.
Well, but you say email, but a lot of people might not
message.
Know what email
is. Just send me a message on social media. Just,
fine.
That's part of the game.
A piece of mail with a stamp.
That works, too.
I think
just get in touch with me somehow.
Send a carrier pigeon.
I think the more fun part is, what's the code word?
The code word, and that is caramel malt.
Oh, I was going to go sunburn.
That's two words.
Sunburn's good.
That's two words?
No, you got to make
code,
it one.
The
it has
phrase.
To be together.
Ooh.
No spaces. One
caramel
no
spaces. Malt.
Caramel malt. Caramel malt.
All right.
One word.
Okay,
send.
So
get
or caramel,
get to me.
As some say.
Yeah.
Get to me somehow. Send me a message with caramel malt as one word, and I'll get you a pair of tickets.
Dope.
Right. And then maybe pay attention to social media because I'm gonna hide some tickets somewhere. I think that's fun.
All right.
Dude, that's awesome. I love it.
Taped
I love
to the
it,
bottom
I love
of
it.
A bar stool somewhere. Just stay tuned.
Taped to the bottom. I like that.
Yeah, just underneath. I'm not gonna tell anybody they're there.
I promise I won't go find them because I already won tickets.
You've got a four pack.
Yeah, I got a four pack,
which I should have brought to you today so that I would not forget.
It's gonna be myself and I think my wife has already said that she's busy. So. John Lee.
All right.
I'm putting it out there. John Lee, if you listen to the pod, and I'll communicate with you soon. John Lee, myself, John Lee, and then we have Julia and Dippa Josh. We're all going on the Gnomes free tickets.
Heck
to
yeah.
The Oakley Beer,
the
Fest,
Oakley Beer Fest.
On May 18th.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Going back to this episode, they talked about being asked to be in the airport at CVG. So that's a pretty big deal for Braxton.
That's pretty awesome.
So
now they could have said no, but they said yes.
But they're like, absolutely, we want to be in there. And so when you are flying in or out of CBG, your red-eye flight, you can already be blasted on Braxton beer.
And tacos. Before, they have tacos.
I mean, it's a win-win.
Make it truly a red-eye flight.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what you need. Some tacos, get things going, get in the tube, and, you know, get in the bird and head somewhere.
Mm-hmm. They do.
The tube bird.
Why does too much Top Gun?
Why does every conversation at this table end up going to like tubular something? Tubular meats,
tubular travel.
Tubular birds, tubular trips.
Or poop.
Tubular.
Which is tubular. Yeah, well, like, should be.
Answers.
Oh, my God. Did you get that?
Everybody put your tubes away.
It was impromptu, but I hit it.
Impromptu.
Get your dingle with the dangle off the table.
I like that. Impromptu.
They talked about the difference between, I say they, Jake talked about the difference between each of the Braxton spaces, including how the Union location is going to be different to all of them, but, you know, still have that same Braxton feel to it.
Yeah.
It was a very energetic episode.
Yeah.
They, both Molly, Abby, and Jake all had a lot of energy talking about Braxton and what they're doing. There was a lot of excitement about the Fort Mitchell Barrel House and what they're going to be able to do with that, especially with bringing the OKI bourbon into the space.
Bourbon.
We're scratching the surface right now, I think.
It's Bourbon Tuesdays. We haven't had any bourbon here.
This is true.
All right, let's go.
Well, I thought it was Tequila Tuesday.
Not yet.
There's another couple weeks.
It's summer. Tuesdays.
Yes, yes. So this is a something
I know
else.
Gnome's ready. We'll
this
do
is
it.
Something else that I thought was interesting as far as the phrasing that was used in this episode. Molly said that Braxton had purchased OKI. No one of those three clarified the statement or corrected the statement.
I did hear that.
They did not purchase OKI.
On if it was the brand, just bottles for the cocktail program. But I did think it was interesting because, again, earlier Jake had mentioned that they're not distilling yet. So who knows? Maybe Braxton will.
She's not wrong. They purchased.
Sure, sure.
OKI.
But not the brand OKI.
But the way that it was said made me go, I might spin this into my truth
for
our
good.
Show.
Sure.
So watch. Sure. Well, I say watch. You can't find. I can't find this on YouTube. I can't find the videos that
it
I
doesn't
know exist
exist.
For this, except for little individual clips on social media.
That's all anybody cares about is little clips.
I'd like to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, me too.
Especially because in a lot of their episodes, they're like, stay to the end of the episode to watch how Molly makes the cocktails that they're drinking on this
episode.
But
not only that.
But then the podcast cuts off and you don't get it.
But there were hats.
There were derby
there
hats.
There were derby hats.
No one got to see them. Terrible. Terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Absolutely terrible.
I'll see it as Chad Buckley and
Let's see. They also talked about Braxton being community.
I love when she just ignores you.
I'm trying so hard to
poor
keep
Charles.
This. Charles, I'm sorry. But we have already spent so much time in this episode, and we still have two more shows to get through. So it's not Charles. It's not you. It's me.
That's what everybody says. It's you, Charles.
They talked about Braxton's community collaborations with graders and how they are a fairly big part of the community as far as how they're getting into there. And then because...
You don't have to touch everything that you was going to... But go ahead.
No, you know what? You know what? I'm kind of done then. Fun rapid-fire questions... And they have not stopped looking for other locations to expand to. And I have a multiple choice question.
Okay.
Since Charles doesn't want me to talk about the episode, fine.
I feel like Charles should be part of the multiple choice questions.
Did anyone else have anything on this episode before the multiple choice question? I hate that we kind
of
rushed through it.
I think the mom of the podcast is telling us to shut the fuck up.
I think so too.
I might kind of be doing that a little bit. What product did Braxton make that did not go over so well? Was it A, a THC beverage?
Mm-hmm.
Was it B, Vive?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it C, cider?
Julia, was it a hot sweet tea?
I mean, I gotta give Charles on this one. He brought the massive D on
that.
That
was a big D.
That was a very big D. Thank you, Charles.
I love hard sweet
tea. I'm an NBA player. I got a massive D. That's what I was known for. As a
you were on the
mound,
defense.
Ground, like a mound of rebound.
If the big D at the end of the question is hard sweet tea. Give it to me all day.
What do you say since we all still have pretty... let's move on to, do you want to go to the Weekly Pint or Cincy Brewcast?
Josh.
You got to choose for us. I think you've said three words this entire show.
I said at the start of this, I'm hanging out. let's do Cincy Brewcast.
All right. Volume 10, Episode 6, Dead Low Brewing and Being More Than Just a Brewery. This was a very quiet episode.
Quiet?
Like, my first thought was there is nothing happening in the background.
Okay,
it
I
was
like that.
Very...
You could there was say, a leaf blower. At one point, there was a leaf blower I had to filter out. That was tough. It was really loud.
But I felt like there was a small section. I even wrote it down in my notes. Like, there's no background noise. It was very quiet for the first 10 to 15 minutes. And then there was music in the background. And then the music went away, and it went back to, like, nothing. And it was so weird because I kept...
So I think they came in from downstairs, turned the music on, came up, saw we were recording, went, oh, shit. And they turned it off.
You could say the background music, or the background was dead low.
Oh, wow.
Because nice. It was... I get it.
Nice.
I get it because it was quiet. Low, dead low, quiet. I get that.
It was low hanging fruit. Yeah. Dead low hanging fruit.
Ooh, wow.
Josh.
Great to be here. Great to be
here. You had Brock Lush and Chris Cooper on the show as the guests. Good old Coop. It started with how the beer has changed while still keeping the core beers around and just trying to improve them.
I'm fascinated by that.
Like the malt liquor.
Yeah. Well, the malt liquor has never been around. It's been talked about since they opened their doors.
Okay.
They've never made it until he came along.
Gotcha. Okay, so I misunderstood that part of the conversation.
Even more fascinating to me.
Okay.
They've talked about it since day one.
Gotcha. So I misunderstood that part of the interview then, because it sounded like it was a thing, and then it kind of went away, and then it's like, you know what, let's kind of make sure that we're bringing back.
What is a malt liquor? Does anybody know?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, no. It's...
It's what Westside put in the beer vent box.
But what is it?
Back. You know, it's a malted liquor.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
Isn't a malt liquor just like a higher ABV beer?
Sort of. And this is negates the whole joke, but you know, I think it's like I think it's a high ABV cream ale.
Talking about flights, which is something that has been a topic of conversation in a lot of the craft beer spheres for the past few weeks.
Those are some hard words to put together.
They really were. And I like what you said. Sometimes you need a full half a pint to really understand and appreciate a beer. Sometimes tasters aren't enough, but at the same time, if you want to experience...
Still let me have the tasters.
Right, exactly. And like,
give me the option.
Right. If you want to try 6, 7, 8 beers at a brewery, if you get a half pint of each one, or, you know, a half pour depending on what they provide them in. But right, sometimes it's like, I can't do 6 half pours or 6, you know,
no.
Whatever
and
it is
like,
of that.
And sometimes I want to try a few different things to get a picture of what the brewery is. And like, I don't need to really understand every nuance of that beer.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know the brewery. And like, a flight lets me know the brewery.
Mm-hmm.
A half pour maybe lets me know the beer.
And
there's
a
big difference between those two.
And I feel like the amount in a taster gives you an idea, at least a starting point of what that beer is, to where you can go, you know what, I think there's more to this beer that I'm not yet getting. And then you can get either a half pour or a full pint, a full pour, a full, you know, whatever their serving is. But that taster gives you enough to at least start to develop what that beer...
So for instance, like sometimes like I sit down at a bar and they have a malt liquor on tap. And I get a half pour, and I'm still confused, and I'm like, I don't understand what malt liquor is,
mm-hmm.
and nobody can answer that question. Does anybody know what a malt liquor is?
So, what I want to say is, I've got a couple things, but I actually have
a malt liquor.
The definition of a malt liquor.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Perfect
we're
going
to go into a
Good
segment that I call reading. Hold on.
a reading. Hold on. By Marco.
Marco reads his phone.
A reading by the book of Marco.
A reading by the book of Marco. Yes. Yes, yes.
This is a reading.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
By Gilbert. The book Gilbert. Of Marco. The Nolly Gnome was on a beach.
No, I'm sorry. So.
Love Gilbert so much.
Malt liquor is a type of beer that contains more alcohol than standard beer. A beer with a volume of alcohol level above 5% is considered malt liquor in the U.S. The higher alcohol content means that malt liquor can be substantially affect the body more than beer, which is why it's sometimes called a heavy beer. I think that this is a very old school and outdated definition.
So by that definition, a beer named Duck at 5.2% is a malt liquor.
What I would also say is that these beers back. Thank you. 20, 30 years ago, to have a beer over 5% in mass production was a big deal. And so to put that your beer is 5.5% alcohol was kind of crazy shit. And you put it in 40-ounce bottles and, you know, you market it as malt liquor. You know, you got several, you know, the smooth malt liquor picker. Nowadays, you know, you get an average ABV of, you know, 5.2, 5.5, 5.6, 5.9%. Not that big a deal. So I don't know what the ABV of...
Five something.
Yeah, it's a malt liquor.
No, it's not.
But...
it's fine. So it's a good beer. It was a good beer.
It's fine. But I like that it's labeled that.
Colin from Westside, make the malt liquor again.
I've got thoughts.
That was so good.
I've got thoughts, and I'm going to figure them out this week.
Sounds good.
Yeah?
Stay tuned.
Maybe new video, new something?
Blog post, probably.
Perfect. Yeah? Stay tuned. Perfect.
You're going to bathe in malt liquor?
Yes. Yes.
Colin, I'm still waiting for my sponsorship.
Yes. For Dibba Josh. How many pack techs did we bring to Westside the other day?
I have said if Westside sponsors me, I will get a Westside tattoo.
That's true.
I did say that.
That's true.
Still waiting.
Going back to Cincy Brew Chaos, you talked about their introduction to craft beer and the brewing industry. Brock had a really, really cool intro to craft beer that all started with being a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah.
It was an introduction story that we really haven't heard before. A lot of people tend to get into craft beer and the brewing industry via very similar methods or paths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was completely out of left field, so you can thank his children.
Children.
For him now being part of Dedlo.
Yeah.
Yes.
My kids are the reason I drank, so.
Yeah, same, bro.
It's fitting.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have an excuse. I just drink.
You can blame my kids.
I'll blame your... Okay. Yeah, your kids are why I drink. Perfect.
Julia's why I drink.
That is a very fair... Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. Blending beers. I want to see, based on the conversation you guys had, more... paired 8-ounce cans that are sold that are designed to be blended together.
With your teeth.
I mean, my God, how amazing would it be? Like, we've talked multiple times on this show about certain beer styles need to be in 8-ounce cans anyway. Like, yeah. I don't want a 16-ounce can of a 16% barrel-aged stout. But 8-ounce cans of some of these, and especially if they're designed to, like, mix and create something new, that's fantastic.
Think about, like, a little mix of, like a big imperial stout, big, dry, just plain imperial stout, and then, like, a raspberry sour. And
yes.
You get to, like, do your own little mix, it's so much fun.
And 8 ounces is a perfect size for each of those cans to where, if you really like it, just 50-50. You have a full pint of that beer, or you can... we need it.
Yeah. I remember that six pack that you were talking about from Madgery.
It's called was it called Ohio? Something like that.
I don't remember.
They did put out a social media video where somebody came up and poured half of one beer and then poured half of another beer and was like, there you go. That's how it's supposed to be done.
Still, nobody understood it.
But no, they didn't.
Sitting on a shelf, nobody got it.
Even having seen the video, I drank them all just individually on their own.
Yeah.
But it was cool and interesting. But
maybe ahead of its time.
Possibly.
Could have been.
Possibly.
Two other notes about this episode, and then, of course, a multiple choice question.
Oh, nice.
Yep. I went full multiple choice.
I choose all of them.
All of the above. All right.
It's not when choose is
the,
one.
When multiple. Is the right time multiple. To start selling your Oktoberfest beers?
Yes.
That was a fun part of the conversation. The I always yes. enjoy that. The answer is yes. Absolutely. Like you said, what Northern Road does. It's perfect.
It's fine.
All you need to do is just switch up the naming a little bit, depending on the season, year-round. Yeah. I'm in. I am 100% in. And electrolyte beers. And what is a West Coast IPA according to Deadlow?
That was partially redacted, by the way, which no one was grasping for.
Yeah, partially redacted from Narrow Path.
Yeah.
Is their Gatorade.
I was doing a Julia
beer.
Where
electrolyte beer. Yeah.
I was
delicious.
We're not even supposed to say that. It's
right.
It's
beer,
a beer
with salt.
Yeah, it was with sea salt.
It is delicious and perfect on a super hot, humid day. That's all that matters. Oh, yeah.
That's a salt joke.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, I get it.
See, it didn't translate as well, like, verbally versus seeing the N-A, but I gotcha. I appreciate you. I apologize that I failed that one.
Right. That was a really, really, like, quick joke. I couldn't think of something better than just saying nah, so.
It works. Anyone else have anything else on this episode of Cincy Brewcast talking to Deadlow Brewing before the multiple choice question?
Nah.
Dang it.
See what you started? This is awesome. Almost as good as a... Jesus, how do I turn the button off? Oh, God. What have I done? Okay. What is the newest beer style Deadlow may have offered the Gnarly Gnome during this interview? Is it A pasty stout? Is it B, a black pilsner?
Take me a minute.
Or is it C, an electrolyte cream ale?
Ah, Julia, is it D? Is it a hoppy wheat?
All good options. Listen to this episode to find out which one they did try to offer the gnome.
I would drink all of those.
Yeah, so would I. Mark would be especially down for the black pilsner. He loves Schwarz beers and anything that is a
Schwarz beer and a black pilsner is
two very different things. That's not right. I hadn't finished my statement yet. I said I was is everyone's freaking out. Marco enjoys the darker versions of these classic styles, so I think he would be down for a black pilsner or a Schwarz beer if Deadlow offered.
I don't see color
him to
here,
either
man.
Of those. Okay.
I do, and your shirt is very bright.
It is a very bright shirt. Very bright. I am.
It's so bright it has sunglasses.
It has sunglasses.
It legitimately does.
Are we good to move into the weekly pint, which is the last show we need to talk about this week, and we are already at an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, good Lord.
That's yeah, great. Well, Marco just walked away.
You guys
so
talk too much.
Excuse me.
I'm just saying.
I've said four words.
You have.
Yeah.
So
no.
eight now.
Closer to like 10. I think you're
at 10. Yeah, he's probably at like 10 or 11. Yeah. All right, well, since Marco just got up and walked away from the table, let's go ahead, and now he's walking to the bathroom, so let's take a quick break.
He's going to play Pac-Man.
Oh, God. He's going to get onto the golf game. We're going to be like, yo, dude, come on. We just have one show left. We'll be right back.
Guava.
Marco found his way back to the table, which is awesome.
It's a good word.
Which
guava.
Guava. It is fun to say,
yeah.
Guava.
Guava.
Guava. Guava. Maybe I'll make a new button out of that. We'll see.
Okay.
All right, last show to talk about tonight, because good freaking Lord, we're at almost 2 hours. Patreon, you're welcome.
Jeez, Josh.
/ I'm sorry. I know, Josh has said so much.
I am just a motor mouth. I'm an absolute motor mouth.
So I might have my numbering incorrect, so Gnome, correct me. I have, this is the Weekly Pint episode 211.
I think it's 212.
But I think, yeah, when I saw it in the podcast feed, it said 212, so... It's either 211 or 212.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know. Who knows? Well, we make this shit up as we go. Why would people do this for fun? Which, if you don't know what that's referring to, you haven't been following any of our social media pages. The biggest question that I have from this episode is I need to know, did the little gnome go to school today?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, because there was some concern about,
no,
like, I'm going to skip school, and it's like, where is this coming from?
I think it's all rooted to my wife somehow. If she's not there, everything's fine, and she left for work early this morning, and everything worked as normal.
Right,
they woke up, and they popped out of bed, and everybody was fine.
So the flying pig was towards the end of the episode. Do we want to go in episode order, or do we just want to... Okay, go.
Yeah, well, because that would be, I can run through the other notes pretty quickly,
Bojangles.
And then we could... Exactly. Which is my next note. We picked your beer again. You said, okay, pick
us
or right.
You're welcome.
Once again, we disappointed you, and you should expect this.
I disappointed them.
That was fine.
Well, no, you picked correctly. Everyone else,
Bojangles.
Well, oh yeah, that's right. I don't know.
Yeah,
you need to continue with the pick a random number thing. That way, you can just you're picking out.
No, because I knew that I wanted one of those two beers. I knew, and the stark difference between the two.
Yes,
was what made it funny to me. Like, I could see them both, and I knew it was going to go one way or the other.
You're like, I'm either really going to enjoy this, or
and then
I'm
he
really
saw me say, and I was the first one, and
yes,
he's like, fuck.
Yes. Instead of drinking the beer that we picked for you, you're like, I'm going to call my wife down here to get a random liquor off of the bar, and I'm going to drink that instead. That's totally what
she
happened.
She just wandered down trying to find other booze to put in me, which is great. That's why I married her. When I start drinking things, she's like, you know what would taste good with that? This swamp water.
And this.
Yeah.
Which apparently was
armpit
pretty
juice.
Good.
It was good. Yeah. Like, it was actually good. It was real sweet.
I have not been able to find out if the Zen green tea liqueur is for sale in either Northern Kentucky or Ohio. After the 20-minute segue down green tea liqueur...
Swamp water lane.
Rancid rabbit hole. Talked about how Labatt is going to be brewed in the United States, and that means that the USA's takeover of Canada is beginning.
I don't like it.
But it means that we get to take over Canada.
Why would we want that? No, nobody wants that.
I'm sure someone
does. Their bacon's not even bacon.
It's
ham.
True, it's ham.
That's why would we want that?
It's ham.
Maple syrup.
Ooh, yeah.
Vermont. Vermont has great maple syrup.
We've got
great maple syrup. We don't
not
need theirs.
Wrong. Not wrong.
There is nothing in Canada that we don't have.
Mounties. Yes!
Who needs the Mounties?
Free health care?
I don't want free health care.
We don't have Mounties, and we need
healthcare
Mounties.
Healthcare is not free, sir.
We need the hats. We need something. High Grain at Brentwood. They are now open. We need to get up there. Josh and I still need to get up there.
Let's go there and bowl.
It's pretty crazy.
Okay. We can go there and bowl.
I don't think you can bowl.
Oh, never mind.
I think you can bowl.
I mean, anywhere you bring a bowling ball, technically you can bowl. It just might not.
You can bowl once.
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 You can bowl once anywhere, and then that's it.
Start a new TikTok page where you bowl once anywhere.
That's a great TikTok page.
How are you banned from the hospital?
Right.
Well,
and the title,
I'm bowling at the hospital.
And the title of the TikTok page, We Bowl Once.
Every video is just you walking in
with a bowling ball and just...
Today, we bowl once. You bowl and you turn to the camera.
Oh my God.
Strike. Every video.
We need to make this happen. We need to make this a thing. This is amazing.
That's actually awesome.
Millions of views, Marco.
Yeah.
Millions of views.
We'll get sponsored and everything, and we'll be able to float this podcast where we're not sponsored. Yeah.
Doesn't Adam sponsor us?
Yeah,
Adam he does.
All right. Adam, can we double up on that so that we can pay for a few beers, bro?
Okay, so because we are at 2 hours, and
that's great.
It is
that's pretty good.
The weekly pint is always a ton of fun. We're going to jump right into pig talk. Why do people run for fun? Team No Prep crushed it.
Yeah.
Speaking of weekly pint,
it's like talking to my hillbilly family.
Way to go.
Jump right into pig talk, man. Can you believe it?
Can you believe it? Team No Prep.
Team No Prep was amazing. Apparently, some of us were offered Vaseline, some of us weren't.
Yeah, I didn't get any
Which is
Vaseline.
Like a really weird thing.
But I would have bent right over, man.
But we would
loaded up.
But we it's were right all offered tissues. Is that correct?
Like
yeah, I was
offered a tissue.
Okay, so the tissue, and I think you were right, Noob.
Are we confirmed that Caroline also got offered tissues?
Sure, our truth. We're going to say she did. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. But yeah, it was the weirdest thing because they're all holding out, and I'm going... Is this? And I thought it was like maybe a cold towel or like a wet wipe or whatever.
It was
a tissue.
It was very confusing.
It was a dry tissue, and I'm like, why? This is just going to stick to me.
I was also a little delirious from the heat. Maybe it was a cold towel. I just didn't notice. But
I don't think so.
I think all of us would agree.
All over the ground. I don't.
Vaseline's important, though. I mean,
give me this Vaseline. Now what?
No, like you need to be like when you're running longer distances than we did. You need to be
chafing is a concern. Absolutely.
Like chafing is like this. It sounds funny. It's not like I bought a stick.
A Body Glide. Yeah.
A Body Glide, and I made sure that I would glide off of a.
He was sliding all the way.
He was a slippery mofo.
Like a grease.
He got done with that race.
I would glide off like a glass cutting board, like.
Yeah. Squirting all around the finish line.
I would just glide everywhere, you know?
Nobody could get a hold of him.
What I thought was interesting, though, is in the conversation.
Exactly.
Caroline said that she was, like, her Vaseline station, like, that she went past. They had the Vaseline
on
like, popsicle sticks.
That was on a stick.
I'm going by, like, I wasn't sure what I was seeing. These were people wearing, like, the blue latex gloves with just a glob of it on their face. Yeah. I'm like,
I think.
Wipe it off hand and just...
You wipe it off their hand and, you know, you put it where you need it.
I think if somebody's lubing me up, I want them to be using their fingers, not a stick, right?
But no, you grab the right? stick of lube and you put it where you need to put it.
No, I want somebody to use their fingers and put it where I need it.
Who knew the relay came with a prostate exam?
Exactly. I know.
It
like,
happens. Well, I mean, it
legit wasn't until like I was like half a mile past it. I'm like, oh,
were they,
like it was just like.
Here's the thing:
were they offering to apply it like to you? Like, could you
have
like
stop. No.
They buy you dinner first.
Did they tell you? Did they like? Was there instructions? Because Caroline said there were instructions. She said don't eat it.
It's
not a popsicle. There was a whole like line of instructions before you got there.
They talk all strange. Like,
be fine.
It was just unexpected.
It always is. Yeah.
The dry Kleenex was a little weird, but I get it. I get it.
I get the Vaseline more than the dry Kleenex.
I don't understand. Well,
there were lots of weird stations. Caroline got bacon and lots of beers and
cookies. I had cookies
cocktails
online,
and I think she had like a buffet at one stop. There was all kinds of weird things that she got.
Shout out to Caroline, by the way, because she stopped at all these things
and,
to
and selfied
and selfied at all these stations. Like she's like,
this is so much fun.
I'm immersing in this situation, and her time was fine. And me, I didn't. I was like, I'm not stopping at all. I'm first leg. I need to get it. Everybody was like lollygagging in front of me, and I couldn't go any faster.
Me too.
That's why I was slow.
You just say excuse me and plow through them.
Yeah, I'm gonna
move, bitch. Get out the way.
Get out the way, bitch.
Hold on, let me bring the D.
Oh my goodness. I'm just gonna say that I am incredibly proud of all of us for saying sure we'll do this and then still doing it.
Yeah,
I couldn't
on
have done
race
it.
Day. You know, I mean,
but I could have walked it. I could have walked it, but I couldn't have done it.
Walking counts.
I have short legs.
I walked a bit of mine. I did some walking.
I walked most of mine.
It was like I would say like 50% of what I did was walking, and even like then the parts that I was running, I would say probably 35% of that was like a jog that is no faster than a walk. It's completely inefficient jogging.
Even the parts of my leg where I was, you know, air quotes running, people were still passing me, and I'm like,
yeah.
All right. But we still did it. You know what I mean?
I got passed by a guy on crutches. That's how slow my jog was at one point.
I was jogging with the lady in the taco costume.
Yeah. The guy
a walking,
in the
a walking taco.
When you get passed by a taco.
It's a walking taco.
It's a walking taco, yeah. It was amazing. And the Cincy Pod Squad, Team No Prep.
We did great. And
we did great.
Other than Caroline doing what she did, we are mostly
forgetting our friendship bracelets like 15 times.
We are mostly Team No Prep. Like Caroline did a lot of, you know, prep and
I feel like she scammed us all. She prepped so that it wasn't bad, other than sunburn.
Yes.
But then she also got to like run around and like drink with people and eat bacon.
Right.
She selected the best leg.
Well, out of the four, you don't want to be the fourth.
Well,
it was rough.
What I would say is, if I was ever conned into this again,
that won't happen.
I would want to do the first leg again to at least see if I have any change in my time or anything like that. But it was fantastic. Like to be part of the Flying Pig community, to be part of
tens of thousands of people doing
that, actually did that, and to be, you know, for the Cincy Pod Squad to say that we've done that. Afterward, we can talk about it and share stories as we're doing, and it was fun. And
my biggest takeaway about the whole thing, it was great to see people along the route, even as things got later, because we pushed our limits of how long we were supposed to be on the course. Like we were under the limit, but we were right there. But there were still people hanging out there, cheering people on, and you know, like, that's great.
The community support was fantastic, right?
On the same level, though, when I was like 2 miles into my seven, and there were people standing there cheering, and they're like, "Hey, you've got this. You're almost done." God, I wanted to hit him in the face. Not almost done.
I just started.
What I, because they don't know that you're just one leg of a relay, like you're doing, because if you're doing the whole thing, you, all things considered, you're almost done.
No, you're still not almost done.
What I've started,
you still have 6 miles to go.
I've done enough races where people say that like a quarter of the way into whatever the distance is, "Oh, you're doing great, you're almost there." I start yelling back, "You're the reason I have trust issues. I am not almost done. Stop."
Tell me I'm doing great and then let it go. Just be done.
Agreed.
Hand me a water.
It was,
Josh,
I am so
you
glad
in next
that
year?
He might,
probably not.
He might be in for what I brought up as our next relay strategy.
Give me like a 1 miler with like a pint at each quarter of the mile.
Our strategy for next year is much better than that. You'll absolutely want to be in.
I don't think there's any reason why we can't organize something like that here at Summit Park.
The Brew Ash 5K. We could relay that. Because we've been running along since the first episode, since the first show that we talked about. Is there anything else about this episode of the Weekly Pint that you want to mention before I get to the sip
Bojangles
and emoji?
Just wanted to mention that
Bojangles was okay.
It was fine.
All right.
Not as good as Guy's Tea.
I combined the sip count and unintentional emoji count.
Okay.
Because there were a few of those.
I always miss them.
There were a few of those.
I love it.
You
so unintentional, I don't even see them.
You took a total of 7 sips.
What?
And there were
14 ounces.
Yeah, you took a decent amount of sips
seven
of the,
still
the
seems
green
low.
Tea. You did a lot of sniffing, but yeah. And then there were 2 unintentional emojis.
Okay.
So that's a total of 9 countables, which is 18 ounces.
Were they both thumbs up?
They were both thumbs up. Okay. Yes. That's 1.125 pints during this 52-ish minute episode. Not bad. That's kind of my typical for the shows. And then the weekly pint question, the multiple choice question for this episode of the
Julie's
Weekly Pint.
Multiples, let's go.
What could Gnome have had to drink if he didn't leave it up to us? Was it A, Pliny the Younger? Was it B, a beer from New Glarus? Or was it C, some weird aloe-infused recovery drink?
What do you think, Noam?
I remember. Still disappointed about it.
Again, you leave it up to the masses, you're bound to be disappointed, especially when Marco and I are involved.
Especially Marco.
Or is it D, Julia?
Dang.
Jeez.
Or is it that great tasting Mick Ultra that he had right after the race?
Another one of those. That was the best Mick Ultra.
Can you get that D off my leg?
Oh.
Yeah, hold on. Wait.
Slide it over. Like,
reel it back in.
Reel it.
Come on. There you go.
Well, was there anything else that anyone wanted to bring up before we wrap up this over 2-hour episode?
No, I think we shut up.
That is fair.
All right, I can start talking
now.
Oh,
my God.
Hello. 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 Hello.
If you like what we've done tonight, do what you know you should do. Like, subscribe, review, share. Tell everybody that you know about Truth, Beer, and Podsequences. And just, I don't know, maybe add us on social media or something. Who knows? Just do a thing. Go to truthbeerpod.com. That's where you can find links to all of our social media platforms, our email address if you want to send us something, and most importantly, a link to our Patreon. Subscribe and get unedited episodes of what we do. You get all the chaos.
Don't do that.
The only things that I cut out are the silences when we go to get another beer, go to the bathroom, that kind of thing, because no one wants to have 15 minutes or more of just dead air.
Or follow me into the bathroom.
Or no one wants to follow Marco into the bathroom. That is very true. Other than that, follow our sister podcast, Cincy Beer Events, where we tell you all about the Cincinnati beer events happening in and around the area, going out about a month or so. And with that being said, Marco, Josh, Gnome, what are you guys going to be doing next Tuesday?
Drinking.
Not running.
Doing this. Cheers, everyone.
Sounds good. Cheers.